Some of the newest members of the Des Moines Police Mounted Patrol are getting acquainted. Sonny, Ace, and Tank are members of an elite unit that is one of the last of its kind in Iowa.
This is a training day for us. We're just getting the horses used to all the sounds that are around the fairgrounds and bonding together and getting ready to work. We work the fair.
Officer Mandy Welch spends most of her time in a squad car, but also works on horseback. Her partner is Tank, a quarter horse who used to work for the Dallas, Texas police.
Horses are very good for crowd control because of the vantage point of being up at 9 feet in the air. Most people will actually move for a horse that's coming through the crowd. If they don't, we can push a crowd pretty easily with a horse.
The Des Moines unit remains active as other agencies are cutting. Waterloo disbanded its mounted patrol 2 years ago. The Polk County Sheriff's is on hold. Des Moines Police Chief Judy Bradshaw has saddled up with her patrol and remains its biggest advocate.
From a PR standpoint, I think it's been an incredible program because animals are friendly for the most part. They draw, kids, and people feel like you're approachable then. Or they might be intimidated by the uniform otherwise.
Hi there. You are handsome.
We're the good guy horse, Mama, with the white on the nose.
The horse-powered patrol is active, and Bradshaw says that's because of how the unit is structured. The officers own their own horses and are responsible for boarding and upkeep. The city pays for their time on horse patrol and also provides a trailer and buys special riding gear through a grant from Prairie Meadows Racetrack and Casino. You're most likely to see the detachment at the Farmers Market, Drake Relays, or neighborhood events. They even got a round of applause at this 4th of July parade.
Okay, if we have some music.
Oh, the horses always draw kids and adults. I'd be surprised how many people have never touched a horse or seen a horse up close.
Sergeant Debbie Richardson got her first horse in the fifth grade and helped to start the patrol. The mounts are officers, too, even have their own badges and sometimes make arrests.
And we had a kid with a stolen car who dumped the car and took off running between the houses. We could chase him down and got him into a house, and we held him there until patrol came and went in and got him. We've had people come up and try to hit the horses and pull their tails and hit them in the face, so we had to go after them also.
The mounted patrol trains amid preparations for the state fair. Kelly Stewart, a vice and narcotics officer, sits atop Sonny, an 8-year-old Appaloosa.
Similar things to a city street out here at the fairgrounds, but we're able to, train them, moving from sidewalks, the paint lines on the street, things you wouldn't think a horse might spook at, but they will. Street signs, there's, there's a lot of noise out here, different noises and, equipment, things like that.
A loud cement truck drives by, and the rookie horses are unfazed by the air brakes. But still, a horse is a horse, and patrolman Tim Nading has a mess to clean up behind Ace.
So the new guy's got to do it.
Next up for the 6-horse mounted patrol, a prominent assignment from the police chief. Keep the peace around the perimeter of the Iowa State Fair.
We're probably going to have them stage right there at the main gate. From a crowd perspective, they have really been valuable. They were used last year at the state fair at closing time, and they helped to move the large crowd away from the main entrance, which is where we were experiencing a lot of the problems. And we're going to use them in that manner again this year.
There is no backing away for Chief Bradshaw. 14 years after a child was bitten on the mounted patrol's opening day, the chief insists the unit is going to be around as long as she is. In Des Moines, I'm Rick Fredrickson, Iowa Public Radio News.